From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia Paper about the February 6th meeting of the Chatham Town Board and the discussion that focused on the subject of short-term rentals and the proposed updates to the town's zoning law. Henry Corson moderated the conversation about STRs. The proposed law defines a short-term rental investment property as, and I quote, a property that is not occupied by the owner and is primarily used for income, end quote. The law, as drafted, would require an issuance of a special use permit by the town planning board and could be established in any of the town's zoning districts. Corson began by asking the audience to identify the benefits and drawbacks of permitting STRs. Several audience members who rent out their property or rooms in their homes on a short-term basis spoke about the benefits of the extra income as well as the jobs that are created in the area. A resident of North Chatham said that a drawback was that she wants to know her neighbors and wants to see a residency component in any regulation on STRs. One person expressed opposition to the new regulations, saying that she felt her short-term rental was already regulated as a home business. Corson said she would write up the notes on the discussion and the board would discuss the issue further at their meetings and workshops in the coming months. Comments on the regulations can be submitted to Town Clerk Beth Ann Ripple via email at townclerk@chathamnewyork.us. Read the full story in the Columbia Paper. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson, February 19th, announced four members to the Hudson Tourism Board in a statement posted to the city website. Christian Keck, proprietor of W.M. Farmer & Sons, Tamar Adler, founder of Friends of Oakdale, Chris McManus, principal and founder of Narrate Marketing, and Phyllis Soryak, co-founder of the Creative Citizen Alliance. The Common Council this week appointed Hannah Black, Celia Graham, Sydney Long, and Kate Tracy to the board. The new group is led by 3rd Ward Alderman Calvin Lewis. Keck and Long served on the previous board. And you can read the full press release at cityofhudson.org. Larry Rulison is reporting for the Times Union. A new audit by State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's office found that New York has greatly improved its enforcement and tracking of the Do Not Call law, legislation intended to protect consumers from harassing telemarketing and robocalls. In 2018, DiNapoli's office issued a set of recommendations to improve enforcement, including adding staff and using technologies and tapping into federal resources to track consumer complaints and crack down on new cases of abuse. DiNapoli said, and I quote, "Laws are ineffective if they are not enforced, which is why I'm gratified the state is now making a serious effort to go after illegal robocallers. The Department of State has acted on my office's recommendations and seems to be getting its arms around the problem," end quote. The original 2001 law has been amended frequently, and a proposed 2020 update would double the maximum penalty for telemarketing firms from $11,000 per violation to $22,000. Consumers must list the numbers they want blocked on a Federal Trade Commission registry. DiNapoli's audit did not say how many new enforcement actions have been taken or how many fines have been assessed, but it does say it is now easier for consumers to make full complaints. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan took the opportunity to tout his Ulster 2040 initiative during a presentation to the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce February 19th in Kingston. Ryan spoke about the regional economic initiatives, which he sees as a way to help future generations. He said, and I quote, "Ulster 2040 is a group of folks getting together to lay out what should the Ulster County economy and could it look like in 2040. What are the industries and sectors we want to invest in to grow an equitable economy? Our goal is to identify 4 to 5 areas and focus on them," end quote. The areas of industry include software, technology, film, TV, and creative arts, advanced manufacturing, and especially the established food and agriculture sectors. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.